NBA superstar LeBron James has signed a lifetime deal with Nike, and it's reportedly the largest single athlete guarantee in the company's history. James plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, has worn Nikes his entire career in the NBA, and sounds like he'll now be wearing them for the rest of his life. Darren Rovell is a sports business analyst with ESPN. He's with us from New York. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And do we have any sense of how much this contract is worth, how much this deal with LeBron James is worth?
Well, I've been told it is at least a multiple of the Kevin Durant $30 million a year deal that Nike signed in the summer. And to me, that means that, you know, you could expect it's at least, you know, $60 million a year. Now, the way some of these contracts work on lifetime deals is that for your playing years, they're more valuable than when you're in your retirement years. So I wouldn't be surprised if the total value of this contract, maybe over, say, 20 years, is between $750 and $1 billion.
Wow. And why is this happening now? LeBron James has been a big star for years now. Why would they decide on both sides to make this deal at this moment?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it has to do with the marketplace and the business. The marketplace, if you look at the recent deals that were done, a 10-year deal worth $300 million for Kevin Durant last summer. Adidas does a 13-year, $200 million deal with James Harden of the Houston Rockets. We're looking at kind of a more long-term horizon, and I think value in even when they step off the court. You got to realize now when people say, oh, $750 to $1 billion, over the next 20 years, you know, they could be making $650, $800 billion. So giving LeBron $1 billion of that is not that outrageous when basketball is such a big part of their business.
What does LeBron have to do to make that money? Anything? Just wear Nikes and kind of say nice things whenever he's asked about
it? Well, there's certainly guarantees and standards. Again, I haven't seen the deal, nor do I think I ever will. And then there's usually in these deals, there's royalties. Should it do better than projections, he'll get a certain percentage of that. So there's a guarantee, and then if it does better, you know, there's some upside for him as well.
And is there an out for Nike if LeBron James does something terrible in the next 5 years and they don't want to be associated with him anymore?
Yeah, all of these contracts have so-called morals clauses, and they have been debated before when something bad happens to an athlete. The clauses, though, usually, if an agent does a good job, are quite ambiguous. And, you know, there's always an argument as to whether the act by the athlete truly damaged the company itself. So, Yes, there are these clauses, but most of the time, should it come to that, they often wind up in court anyway.
Does this mean anything for the consumer? Does it change anything if you buy Nike stuff?
Well, it depends on if you think, you know, now the price will go up. You know, the LeBron James shoes have gone up a little bit, you know, and for me, I would say that's not an immediate correlation. I think people always say, oh, if a team signs a player, then your ticket prices are going up. Not necessarily. I think it's simply what the market will bear. And the LeBrons are popular, but they haven't quite commanded the same type of attention and dollar figure that the Jordan brand has. Those things have for years gone for $200 a pair, and they've sold.
That's Darren Rovell with ESPN. This is Here and Now.